It's crazy just the emotional changes. Last time I was speaking up here was a Tisha B'Av. To have gone through an experience like that, been inspired hopefully with those days leading up to today, at the end of the summer, looking back at the summer, I just want to share a few reflections with you. Before I do, I'm making a general comment with a quick story, and with a quick story, and a little bit of Torah and Chizuk in the middle. Anyone who's heard Gabe Mailer this summer, I'm sure has heard the phrase, if you let it. I want to just share with you where that original thought came from. My wife runs a seminary, and about 17 years ago, we were very fortunate to have a group of girls at our house near Purim time. And as the guy at the table, the only guy, I'm pretty bored usually. So my wife always keeps me on the table, say something. So I say to the girls, Newt, share with me a life-changing experience that you've had over the course of the summertime, of the year. So you had three types of answers. Some girls just give very generic answers. I love Shabbos's. I love Tiu Lim were really great. Nothing specific, but generic, but also answers. Some girls gave the pass, and they wouldn't answer. I don't know. I think about it. Get back to me. And there were like four or five girls who had actual instances that they described in detail how it impacted their lives. And each and every one of them, the event that happened was the last week, the prior week. I was shocked. So what a week they must have had in that school. So for the end, I said to my wife at the end, I said, you have to, like, whatever you did this past week, just do it. Do it all the time. This is unbelievable. And then it dawned on me. Nothing happened different this past week. Nothing did. But what happened was I asked them a question. Share with me a life-changing event. And they're thinking to themselves, I don't know. Anything I think of, something maybe. Oh, you know what? Yesterday, that was life-changing. If you let it, if you let anything, it could be life-changing. You had a summer experience. You walk into the experience saying, I want this to impact me. If you let it, it will impact you. You can be on your phone for the most unbelievable speech, and then you wouldn't have let it. And everyone else walked out of that room feeling awesome. And you would have been like, you know, I played a great, I don't know what those games are anymore. I'm not sure what games are anymore, but give me the name of a...
Head soccer.
Head soccer. It was Greg. You can all tell me, you can Google later on your favorite games and, you know, that game. Or you walked out having impacted your life forever. Every single speech, this one included, can be a moment that changed life forever. Certainly, the weeks of this past summer, as I listened to Rabbi Turetsky and Rabbi Leibowitz, two very close friends of mine, describe people that I'm zochah to share the base of medrash with. Roslovsky for sure, or Schechter, who's not here right now either. It was for us, for the Rebbeim, it's a life-changing experience. I just want to share with you just a quick word of Torah or two, and then just end up with a story as well. This parsha we read in Parsha Eschanan, we find Moshe Rabbeinu begging the Ribbono Shel Olam to give him a chance to be here, where you are right now. Beit Meir. Would love to be in Beit Meir. He would love to have any experience you had this summer. And Chazal asked, "Do what do you want? You want to try the sabras that we have here? We do have delicious fruit and vegetables. Is that what he wanted?" The answer was no, that's not what he wanted. He wanted the chance to do mitzvahs that are only shaykh to us in Eretz Yisrael. People went on Shemitah trips. I was zochah to go myself with the shir here on a Shemitah trip. So that was a shout out they asked for. That was a shout out, shir shout out. We went on a Shemitah trip together. You're able to see the land is alive. I don't know where you live, where you're going back to, but you can't compare it. You're forced to spend just being here in the country. If you got nothing else other than being here to be a place Moshe Rabbeinu dreamed would do anything to replace him with you for a moment in time. And you spent the last few weeks here, not to mention many of you spent the prior year as well, before that even. The challenge that you face, though, when you get religiously uplifted and inspired, is there are things that you assume you can't do anymore, that like have fun. It's hard to have fun when I'm learning. You know, a lot of people, when they go to Israel for the year, they come back, and they, you know, if you know them, your older siblings, you feel like they lost their personality. They don't have fun anymore. I think this program showed you otherwise. Be with your madrichim. Every chabura, I was only here for two chaburas, I was just around the base medish. Guys are having a great time. Every single, certainly ball games. You play like a Ben Torah. You know, I don't think I heard, maybe I missed it, but I don't think I heard one bad word in the court the entire summer, at least the games that I played in. Not one. Not one. That means that you can play ball as a mensch, as a Ben Torah. Right? There are some people, I've seen myself do it as well as others. Eitan does it as well. A guy that hits a foul shot, you slap him five. He's your friend. Okay, you see, right now you're playing against him. Big deal. You play ball as a Ben Torah. You learn this summer besides how to learn. You learn how to have a great time as a Ben Torah. That's an unbelievable character trait you should bring back with you. I want to share with you an important word that I think is really shy for us from this point forward. Not what we had already, but we're heading to next. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down, and this is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That is Machlokas Beisilo Beishamai, but the Mishnah says you should have Talmidim Harbe. Beisilo Pasuk, you should have Talmidim Harbe, you should have a lot of Talmidim. Beishamai says, just grab a few select ones. And the story goes on, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a story that Hillel himself was about to give shir. And he says to Talmidim, Talmidai, Yeshnan, Kulam, is everyone here? Amru lo hein, they said, yes, they're all here right now. Amru lo echa b'talmidav, one Talmidim says, not so fast. Kulam bo, chutz mi katan shabem. The weakest guy didn't get here yet. You know, there's one share left, he didn't get here yet. The weakest guy didn't get here yet. To which Hillel stops and says, Amr lahem yavo oso katan, let that little guy, let him join the shir. In the future, the generations of Klal Yisrael will be led by this person. And sure enough, they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What an unbelievable story. He was, first of all, he's considered the Katan Shebahem, whatever that word means. How did Hillel know? What, is he a prophet? I want to tell you, I don't think Hillel even knew who the student was. He didn't know who the student was. This is called the Katan Shebahem. You think he had a... We had this in my shir today also, let's chat for the shir. The big board list, you know, top students of Hillel. He was like at the bottom rung. They voted on this regularly. How could he be confident that this man one day would become the gadol? So I think the answer is as follows, and this applies to each and every one of us, is that if this young boy knew that the entire shir would wait for him, someone that his Rebbe believed in so much, that it would be worth waiting for everyone else until he gets there, then that person, with that attitude about himself, will become a gadol. That's how. If you believe in yourself, you believe in yourself, that no matter who else you see around you, but you matter, that your time matters, that what you've taken with you this summer matters, then you're going to be a gadol. How could you not be? You look at yourself that way. And with that, I want to close the story. I heard a long time ago, I listened to it again today on YouTube because it was I wanted to refresh my memory with it. I heard it from Rabbi Jacobson, but it's written up as not even from a Jew, but it is a Jewish rabbi who it happened to, but it's written as a professor also. If you look online, you'll find the same story. There was a man at a wedding. Famous story, at this wedding, he sees a prior Talmud come over and says, Rebbe, I was in your class in third grade. It's so nice to see you after all these years. The Rebbe at this point in time, it was third grade, that boy had passed already 30 years prior. And he says, oh, so nice to see you again. You know, what are you doing now? He says, I'm a rabbi, just like you. And he jokes, yeah, I'm sure I influenced you probably. He says, actually, I became a rabbi because of you. I says, what do you mean? What did I do? What did I say? He says, you know this story. I don't know the story. He says, you know the story. Remember? You know the story. The famous watch story. So I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. He says, there was a time when... third grade, Baruch brought a new watch from home his parents just gave him. And I wanted a watch, and I wanted that watch so badly. And I stole it. And Baruch couldn't find his watch where he left it. And after asking, please come forward, no one did. You locked the door. And you said, I want everyone to line up. Everyone close your eyes. I'm going to go through each of your pockets. And we're going to find this watch. And it was me who took it. And I went through, you went through everyone's pockets, you got to mine, and I was humiliated. And I felt you take it out of my pocket. And then you went to the next person and checked his pocket still. At the end, you announced we found the watch, you gave back to the rightful owner. And you saved my dignity. You never told anyone it was me. You never mentioned it to me one time even. He said to his Talmud, you know why I never said anything to you about it? Because I didn't know it was you. He says, I also closed my eyes when I checked. I didn't know who it was until today. We look at ourselves as the guys who stole the watch sometimes. can't be me. I can't be that guy who's going to be the leader one day. I've done this and that and the other thing. Your Rebbeim don't see you this way. Your parents don't see you this way. Your Madrigim don't see you this way. They see you as someone who is sitting on a gold mine. You gave your summer to be in Eretz Yisrael. You spent 6 weeks with your Madrigim, with your Rebbeim, playing ball like menches, going on trips like menches, learning like budding Talmidei Chachamim. And you carry that with you home. I'll give you a bracha. You should never look at yourself other than being the katan who one day is going to become a big, big gadol. Your community, your future family is riding on you pulling this off. We believe in you very much. I'll give you a bracha. You should believe in yourselves just as much. Have a beautiful summer, rest of your summer. And we thank you so much for letting us be a part of it. Have a great day. Come on!